to the Bro vs. Bro podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And as usual, we're going to kick off this podcast with the joke of the week, which Dayton has for us.
Joke of the week is brought to you by Life with Women. It's just a story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. Why was the chef arrested?
I don't know. Why was the chef arrested?
Because he beat eggs every day.
Oh, God. We're gonna jump into this week's big word of the week, which is presented by the Hair Cafe. If you have or need hair, you need to get there. This week's big word of the week is amicable, which means friendly. Stayin, are there any people that you're very amicable towards?
I don't know. Food?
Okay. As we start to go into the next segment, I'm going to let you know that amicable is spelled A-M-I-C-A-B-L-E.
Amicable.
If you would like to send us in any of these other any recommendations for these other segments that I'm about to go over, anything else, you can contact us at bro@outlook.com.
And you can win cool prizes.
Like?
Fanny Wanny Manny Packs.
Wow.
T-shirts.
So cool.
Stickers.
Amazing.
And cars.
Out of this world. Okay, we're gonna wiggle our way into the next segment, which Dayton, it's a new one for us, and Dayton will explain it to us.
Our new segment is called The Draft. And today, we get a different subject each time, and it is chips. And me and Easy will draft our favorite chips. First, I will have first pick, and then he will have two other picks. And then I will have my pick, and then he will have his last pick, and then I will have my last pick. And then we'll switch around, and he'll have first pick next week.
And then from there.
Yeah, and you can send us in different subjects at bro@outlook.com. So, let's get into it. My first pick is... Drum roll. Takis.
Why do you like Takis?
Because they're nice and perfectly spicy and yum, yum, yum.
Yum, yum.
Yum, yum.
Okay, so that's your first pick?
Easy's next pick is, drum roll, please.
My next two picks, but I'll go one at a time.
His next two picks.
So first is Lay's Classic Chips.
Why do you like them?
Because they're lightly salted to the perfection of potato chips. And they're a classic. So, yeah.
What is your next pick?
And my next one is Ruffles Cheddar Cheese and Sour Cream Chips. They taste like cheese and sour cream. I like them because of the flavor. Because every once in a while, you gotta get some flavor.
My next pick is Salt and Pepper. Yeah, Salt and Pepper Utz.
Ooh.
Got the goodies.
Why do you like Salt and Pepper Utz?
Because they got that perfect amount of salt and the perfect amount of pepper, and it tastes really good.
To me, Salt and Pepper Utz, I mean, you can see the pepper, but I don't really taste it. Like, do you taste it?
Why you gotta do that to my chips?
Okay, my final pick is obviously Cool Ranch Doritos. Even though they make their breath smell kind of hot. It's okay. I like their flavor.
And my last pick. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Keep talking.
I like their flavor and the little seasoning that's like different colors. I like that.
But you can't taste it.
Okay.
And my very last pick. Save. They're not really best for last. Because, yeah. Salt and Vinegar Lay's.
Salt and Vinegar Lay's. Ooh.
Yeah.
That's... Your breath is hot.
It's a solid choice. So is yours.
Okay. We're going to sprint our way into this week's famous educator, which is presented by Murray Physical Therapy. Hurt less, do more, get better. This week's famous educator is Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein is most famous for his theory of relativity and the very famous equation E equals mc squared. Which led to the discovery of nuclear power. But his amazing ability to think outside of the box is what inspires me and many more people the most.
Wow.
What do you think about Albert Einstein?
Well, Project MC Square. That's what I think.
That's what came to your head?
Yeah.
What the Okay. Well, we're going to speed walk our way into the quote of the week, which Dayton will also present to us.
Quote of the week is brought to you by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. You can contact us at 704-941-0802. This is one of Albert Einstein's quotes out of many. We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them.
Ooh, when we created them. Good.
Yeah.
So basically, what that means to me is, if you can't, if let's say you be mean to somebody, you can't solve a problem
by being mean to them.
By being mean to another person.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna roll our way into our final segment, which is Random Acts of Kindness, which is presented by Howell and Krause Attorneys at Law. Located in Honesdale, Pennsylvania. Spend a day at a homeless shelter. That's a really good one. I think that you could help people, and you really feel good about yourself after doing that one.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. This just in.
This just in.
We don't have this one more segment.
Oh, no.
The book recommendation. I forgot about it.
Book recommendation is brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. The Arrival by Sean Tan is a wordless graphic novel published by Hodder Children's Books in 2006. The book is 128 pages long and divided into 6 chapters. It is composed of a small, medium, and large panels and often features pages full of artwork.
Wow.
Yes.
So it doesn't have any words?
No.
That's cool.
Good book.
As Judd Rob's podcast, we'd like to give some shout-outs to some people who make us possible. This week, our song was Shake by Maceo Parker, and our producer/director, BL Self.
Our team mom/security, B. Murray, and our therapy dog, Petey.
Because what we do without a therapy dog? And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt.
See you next week.
See you next week. Thank you.